News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. And now to start with, ICAR Krishi Vigyan Kendra, located in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala, invites applications for the post of Program Assistant, Farm Manager in Pay Level 5, one position available. Interested candidates are encouraged to apply within 30 days from the publication date. For more information and specific application instructions, please refer to the official communication or visit the mentioned website. That is www.mitrakvk.org. The International Centre for Theoretical Sciences, ICTS, part of the Tata Institute of Fundamental Research and an autonomous institute under the Department of Atomic Energy, Government of India, has issued a recruitment notice for various positions at its Bengaluru campus, outlines the following vacancies. Administrative Officer, Group C, in Purchase and Stores. Age limit, 40 years. Administrative Assistant, Group B, in Accounts, Pay Level 10. Age limit, 43 years. Administrative Assistant, B, in Academic Office, age limit, 36 years. Tradesman, in Electrical, Pay Level 3, and age limit, 31 years. Tradesman B, in Audio-Visual, Pay Level 3, age limit, 28 years. Tradesman B, in Mechanical, Pay Level 3, and age limit, 28 years. The recruitment is open to candidates across various categories, including unreserved, SC, ST, other backward classes, economically weaker sections, and persons with benchmark disabilities. Interested candidates should apply online and submit their applications by 18th November 2024. For further details and application procedures, kindly visit the ICTS website at www.icts.res.in. The Department of Forest and Wildlife, Government of National Capital Territory of Delhi, is inviting applications to fill vacancies for the position of Assistant Conservator of Forest, Level 7, of pay matrix as per the 7 CPC, on deputation basis. Applicants must possess a bachelor's degree in relevant subjects such as botany, chemistry, zoology, mathematics, or engineering from recognized university. The age limit for appointment on deputation should not exceed 50 years as of the application closing date, and the period of deputation is 3 years, extendable up to 5 years. The deadline for submitting applications is 45 days from the advertisement date, or 60 days for candidates from Andaman and Nicobar Island, Lakshadweep, and states of Northeastern region. For all details, kindly go on to https://forest.delhi.gov.in. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, Government of India, is seeking to fill one post of Deputy Controller, Investigation, in the Office of Controller of Certifying Authorities on deputation, including short-term contract or absorption basis. The position, classified as equivalent to a Group A post in the central government, offers a pay level of level 14. The maximum age limit for applicants is set at 58 years as of the closing date for applications. It is essential for candidates to meet the required qualifications, which can be found on the CCA website. Additionally, candidates from the private sector or organizations are ineligible to apply. The appointment process will adhere to the terms and conditions outlined in the Department of Personnel and Trainings Office Memorandum dated 17 June 2010 as amended over time. Applications should be sent within 45 days of the advertisement's publication on the official website. For details, kindly go on to the website, that is www.cca.gov.in. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Government of India, is seeking applications for the position of Joint Director Commissioner at Bengaluru on deputation. The role offers a pay level 12 as per the 7 CPC, with one vacancy available in Bengaluru. Eligible candidates from All India Services, Organized Group A Services, State Government Officers and Central Government Officers are invited to submit application in the prescribed format. Applications should be sent within 45 days of the advertisement's publication in Employment News. Candidates must hold an analogous post or have 5 years of service in a pay level 11 position of the 7 CPC pay matrix. Experience in industrial development, foreign trade and estate development is desirable. The maximum age limit for applicants is 56 years. Applications should include personal details, current employment information and pay levels as per the 7th CPC matrix. For details, kindly go on to the website, that is https://www.commerce.gov.in. National Seeds Corporation Limited, NSC, a mini Ratna company under the Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Government of India, is inviting online applications from Indian nationals for various positions. The recruitment is for the corporate office and regional offices, farms, with a total of 188 vacancies across different roles. The available positions include Deputy General Manager Vigilance, 1 vacancy, Assistant Manager Vigilance, 1 vacancy, Management Trainee Human Resource, 2 vacancies, Management Trainee Quality Control, 2 vacancies, Management Trainee Electrical Engineering, 1 vacancy, Senior Trainee Vigilance, 2 vacancies. Trainee positions in various categories, including Agriculture, 49 vacancies, Quality Control, 11, Marketing, 33, Human Resource, 16, Stenographer, 15, Accounts, 8, Agricultural Stores, 19, Engineering Stores, 7, and Technician, Various Trades, 21 vacancies. For detailed information regarding age limits, educational qualification, pay scales and online application procedures, candidates can visit the NSC website, that is at www.indiaseeds.com. It is advised to check the website regularly for updates. The deadline for submitting online applications is 30th November 2024. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject.